The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I met her at the laundromat. She was washing extra hot. I said, don't you need a little help with that big load you got? She said no, but did a double take, and then she smiled and said, I might. As I rolled up my sleeves, I said to myself, well, all right, well, all right. I put it on automatic, and she sat down on the floor. She said, just keep it on medium hot. I said, I've done this before. Then I opened up the dryer and I set it on soft and light. She said, be gentle with my silk and lace. And I said, well, all right.
That's a new single, apparently, released after all these years from Johnny Cash. Apparently an album will follow. Thanks, Al. That's a great Johnny Cash. A great Johnny Cash. Hey, it's 6:06 in the morning. Good morning, Joe, on the radio on this Friday. It's Friday. You made it to Friday. Yay, end of the month of April. It's freezing outside in New York. You know, it's crazy freezing. It's in the 30s. Who would have thought? But here we are, you know, in April in the 30s, that to the point where I brought the petunias in. Now, look at me. At my age, what I'm doing. I'm telling you, I got all hanging petunias. I'm so excited. I'm trying to force spring. Come on, spring. Come on, summer. Let's do it. And then I said, well, let me just take my petunias in and my marigolds in. And I'm running, keeping them in inside, my little babies inside, you know, out in the boondocks. It's in the low 30s. You know, it was almost freezing out in the boondocks. And of course, New York is always a little bit warmer, almost by, in 41 actually in New York as we speak. So cool. And I hate to be a wuss about it. And no, I'm not moving to a warmer climate. I like it, but, let's get on with spring, please. Let's get on with summer. Anybody? Hey, so what a monumental day. My goodness gracious, I don't know where we start. First of all, Joe Biden is coming into New York City, up to Westchester, and Joe Biden is the guy that calls himself president, you know, and ahead of this worst administration. I'm sorry, but I'm watching the world crumble now. I'm watching college campuses crumble, and this guy, do you think he's going to go down to Columbia, this guy, Biden? Do you think he'll go to NYU? Huh? You think he'll go anywhere and do a cut? He won't even address it. Do you think the press will let him get away with it? Oh, yes, they will. They'll let him get right away with it. It doesn't matter. And they'll look at us like we're some kind of aliens because we vote the way we vote. It's just so frustrating that the press doesn't get out. Although the New York Times kind of said they got a little snarky yesterday about Biden not doing press conferences, that it is kind of dangerous when the leader of the free world doesn't step up to the microphone. Because he can't. Because you know what? And then, you know what gets it between you and I on this Friday? It's like they think we know what happened, and whatever happened in 2020. And I'm of the mindset, let's just move on. Let's just not do it again. Let's just not have them do that again to us. But what happened, however they got in, middle of the night votes, whatever it was, let's move on. But don't look at me like I'm, I'm some kind of conspiracy theorist when I tell you that. Because this, we knew, I knew it was going to be bad. I just didn't know it was going to be this bad. So the thing is this. Let me go here. It's a historic day in the Supreme Court, historic times. Yesterday was historic. And Mike Davis is going to join us at the 7 o'clock hour. And Mike pretty much, he actually just pretty much epitomized everything yesterday, speaking exactly what's going to happen, what will happen. President Trump is saying that if you're the president, you should get immunity. You should get immunity. It's a big, very fascinating case in the Supreme Court. And I got a lot to talk about, but let me just go here because this is kind of a historic time for us. And President Trump, I think, is right. You need immunity as a president. Otherwise, every little nuance, they're going to go after you for political purposes. I am appalled. And Mike Davis is the expert on this from Article 3. So Mike will break this all down, the 7 o'clock hour. But I'm watching this. I'm running around. I'm at a recital for Olivia last night with my son, Joey. I have all family things. I'm going to see Charlie. It's all good. It's all great. But now I'm sucked into what's happening in the Supreme Court. And you have these Democratic Supreme Court justices, highest court in the land, the legendary United States Supreme Court. These, you know, on the Democratic side, I don't want to say nothing, but it's like they have no idea what they're doing. We have more in my mind on a lot of these, and I have to, and I'm telling you, I'm going to play some actualities here. But I'm listening to some of the Supreme Court judges say, wait, my kids have better common sense than that. I'm telling you, because it's all politics now. It's all politics. No one is objective except us on this morning show. Oh, yes. And I know I'll rant, you know, but it's not. But I'm objective enough to say this. And even my brother, who's like way left, hates Trump. Like, I know we have one of those in every family. It's okay. It's all right. You know, yeah. And every time you say something, yeah, but you voted for Trump, you know. You know what I mean? It's like, your fault's raining outside. It's Trump's fault. You know, it's like, what did that? Yeah, you know, you've been around that dinner table, right? So, but he always says, you know what I like about your brother? He goes, you always say I may be wrong. And you know what the caveat is that? And I may be wrong. You might be right, may be wrong. I mean, maybe I'm nuts. All right, let me just put that there. So I want to be objective. But getting back to these Supreme Court justices, oh my God, can we... This girl, Ketanji Brown Jackson, this is the one that said they asked her to, could you define a woman when she at her hearings? Now, if you're going to go for the Supreme Court and you can't define what a woman is and you're afraid to offend the wokeness of it all, and you can, and yet she's a Supreme Court justice. But I'm telling you, once you put these folks in, and they're not the brightest folks in the room, you know, so let's go. So this is, they got, I guess this goes up against Donald Trump's attorney. And then there was an attorney. This is ridiculous how it's happening. Then there's an attorney, you know, for who? Jack Smith. Who? The government. Who? The government. They're paying the government. They're fighting this. Why is Jack Smith, the special counsel, fighting this? This is Ketanji Brown. And let's listen. Let me play a couple of these, if I may. This is the Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown asking why Trump should have immunity.
You seem to be worried about the president being chilled. I think that we would have a really significant opposite problem if the president wasn't chilled. If someone with those kinds of powers, the most powerful person in the world, with the greatest amount of authority, could go into office knowing that there would be no potential penalty for committing crimes, I'm trying to understand what the disincentive is from turning the Oval Office into, the seat of criminal activity in this country.
So she just is trying to make excuses, of course, that Trump, you could see where she's going. Trump should not have immunity. If you're the president, you should not have immunity. So, and then let's listen to Sotomayor for a moment, Joe, if you would.
If the president decides that his rival is a corrupt person and he orders the military or orders someone to assassinate him, is that within his official acts that for which he can get immunity?
It would depend on the hypothetical, but we can see that could well be an official act.
It could, and why? Because he's doing it for personal reasons.
So this is like Sotomayor, again, they're just, you know, there's no way they're going to vote for immunity, right? They're not for immunity. Now listen, if you would, to the judges that appointed by Donald Trump. And again, they just make more sense than what Ketanji Brown Jackson is talking about and what Sotomayor is talking about. Let me hear Joe Femi from Justice Gorsuch, please.
It didn't matter what the president's motives were. We're not going to look behind it.
Right.
And same thing in Nixon. We said, gosh, Nixon versus Fitzgerald, that's something courts shouldn't get engaged in because presidents have all manner of motives. And again, I'm not concerned about this case, but I am concerned about future uses of the criminal law to target political opponents based on accusations about their motives, whether it's re-election or who knows what corrupt means in 1512, right? We don't know what that means. Maybe we'll find out sometime soon. But the dangerousness of accusing your political opponent of having bad motives, and if that's enough to overcome your core powers or any other limits.
So that's Gorsuch making sense and walking softly on this. By the way, the attorney for Donald Trump, John Sauer, and Michael Dreeben responded for the U.S., That's our taxpayer money. That's our taxpayer money. They're sending it not only to Ukraine, they're spending it for Jack Smith to take down Donald Trump, whether you hate him or not. That's our time. We have no choice in that. And then finally, let me hear what Judge Kavanaugh has to say. Justice Kavanaugh has to say. Yeah, go ahead.
That's the concern going forward, is that the system will, when former presidents are subject to prosecution, and the history of Morrison versus Olson tells us it's not going to stop. It's going to cycle back and be used against the current president or the next president and the next president after that.
Well, you know, it's that probably from Kavanaugh makes the most sense. Once you say that you can convict this president and you can go after Donald Trump, and just put Trump aside because that is too divisive. You mentioned Trump, but once you say that you could go after a president, do you know the floodgates that'll be open? The floodgates, and they keep saying how Obama used drones and killed civilians. Obama would be in jail right now. And this is what Ketanji Brown said. Joe, see if you can find this one sure. As the morning unfolds. No, she goes like, well, if someone's in power, like a president, you know, they all have to be responsible for their decisions. If someone is in power, like someone, what? How ignorant can you possibly be? You're going to compare someone in charge of a company to the president of the United States of America. And she was saying, and then she called also the regime, the Trump administration, the regime. Now, that was a Freudian slip, right? I'm telling you what, we will get through this. I'm convinced we will get through this. But it is fascinating to watch how they're trying to dismantle our country. And somebody said it to me, and who the heck said it? They walked up to me. And they said it to me, and it was like a younger person, and they go, all these people trying to take down the country. You know what? And what do I always tell you? She said the same thing. She said, whoever takes down, you know what? They're going to be the first to go to jail. They're going to change. They want to change the country and make it like a Marxist type country, a socialism type country. And you know what? And you know what? They're the ones that are going to go to jail once that power comes in. Also, AOC. You know, protesting at the University of Minnesota with her daughter, who now got kicked out of, I think she's up in art school, or she got kicked out because of this. These are, when you support Hamas, if you go up against anybody, if you're doing a protest and you go up against gays, if you go up against trans, if you go up against blacks, what do you think would happen on the college campuses now I'm talking about? What do you think would happen? They would shut it. They would shut you down. You'd be destroyed for life. But you could go after Jews. Can someone explain that to me? I am shocked beyond words. And then you tell me who I'm voting for. You have the audacity to look at me and then. Oh, please. So many things going through my mind. I don't want to mention names, but it is bizarre. Elon Omar, that's what I meant. Yeah, Elon Omar. Thank you, Joe. I meant Elon Omar in Minnesota. And this woman shouldn't even be in Congress, and Rashida Tlaib should not be in Congress either. All right. So anyway, it's going to be a crazy day. It's 6:18. I got a lot to talk about. We'll talk about it when we come back. But stay on the Supreme Court case. History is being made. I think we're going to be okay. Mike Davis is going to walk us through it. It's tenuous times. It's a Friday. We're going to have some fun. But Bill Camastro will be with us from Gold Coast Cadillac. We're going to talk about May 11th. We'll be down there for the Tunnels of Towers. We want you to join us down there. Alan Dershowitz is going to talk about the legal news of the day. You know, Arthur Idala, before we break, I have to tell you, and again, everybody hates Harvey Weinstein. Understand it. You know, and he may be everything that you say he is. I don't believe I ever met him. But what Arthur Idala did, you know, and we're going to get into it with Alan Dershowitz. Yeah, we are going to talk about that. And now Arthur really went to the highest court in New York and had them change that decision on Weinstein is monumental. It's epic. It's legal, just legal history. So whether you like it or not, so we'll get into it with Professor Dershowitz. General Jack Keane is going to join us. Liz Peek is going to join us. Jonathan Honig. And Mark Morgan as well. Now I'm going to take off at, you could bring Debbie in, guys, if you were 20 after 6 o'clock. I'm going to take off at 9. I'm going to run down to my daughter's school because they have a special thing. They have a special thing. It's called your most important person in your life thing, kind of thing like that. And Charlie asked me to go down. And, you know, I know, and that's so sweet.
She's a sweetheart. She
Dad, could you come down? I said, what's the day? You know, important person or something like that. So I went, absolutely. So now, but then last night, Olivia calls and goes, oh, Dad, why don't you come see my recital? We're rehearsing. So I was up late last night watching Olivia. Yeah, I know. But Joey's with me, so he's been driving me around. You know, I'm like, tonight, I don't know. I think it's time for a Jack Daniels tonight. I'm not sure, you know?
It's time for that catatonic super that you go into on the weekends.
Put me in my chamber, man. Busy for all of us. Busy week. And a monumental, historic week. And we'll get into it. Here we are. And we're on the roads with Debbie Duhaime. Debbie, 621. And this guy Biden's coming into town, and it's to raise money. He's not coming into town to address the problems in our college campuses in New York or all the bad things that are happening in New York. Right. He's raising money. So this is going to be nuts this morning, Deb, huh?
I tell you, wouldn't it be nice if he went and like spoke about the protest? But no.
Yeah, something.
He's going to mess up traffic instead.
Debbie's got it for you. Thank you, Debbie.
Yeah, of course, with the president in town, always watch for frozen zones. And, of course, with the Trump trial going on, you'll see frozen zones with President Trump traveling around as well. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit crazy around the city today. Let's see what's happening right now as we take a ride to 8080 westbound exit 45 in Parsippany. An accident blocking a lane over there. It's kind of busy, Joe, on the Cross Bronx westbound. That ramp to the Deegan, an accident. It's right on the ramp. LIE westbound, you're slowing down into Queens Boulevard. A disabled tractor trailer is in the way. Over there, we're seeing volume on the Van Wyck southbound stop and go traffic down by Jamaica Avenue, and some stop and go traffic here on the Grand Central Parkway West getting out toward LaGuardia. Watch for slowdowns inbound side of the George Washington Bridge. Looks like you're waiting 15 minutes. Lincoln 10, Holland about 10 minutes in. Again, alternate side parking rules are in effect for today citywide. Sunny today with a high of 60. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Well done, as always. The Unity Bank. I love telling you about Unity Bank, dedicated to community-oriented banking. And I have the number for Jim Hughes. I got to get together with Jim. I keep writing notes to myself. We're going to go to the Belmont Tavern. Is that great? We go to Newark, the Belmont Tavern. Is that great, though? Legendary, you know, stretches chicken, and we have a ball. That's the kind of guy Jim is. And then he brings his other folks from Unity Bank over. Mr. Dallas comes over, you know. And this is why I tell you about Unity Bank being a community bank, because they really are like neighborhood folks. And when you go into a bank, you kind of go, oh, when I'm in the bank, and then you got to worry about everything. And they have that corporate feel, you know, that stiff kind of feel. No, not when you go to Unity Bank, you will feel like you're in the neighborhood. I'm telling you. And Jim Hughes says you could call him. Oh, yes. Here's the number, 908-713-4306, 908-713-4306, or james.hughes@unitybank.com. James.Hughes@unitybank.com. You need a business account, a personal account, business loans, mortgages. Unity Bank has locations all throughout New Jersey, 21 retail locations, also in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania. Thank you very much. So if you're a small business owner like I am, you know how frustrating it is to be at the big bank. You'd be a nobody at the big banks, you know? And everything comes from like out of state, sometimes out of country the bank is owned. You want Unity Bank. That's going to be your bank. That's going to be your neighborhood bank. That will be your community bank. I know Tracy over there and Angela over there and Joanne. These are folks that I know. That's the way banking should be, and it is that way at Unity Bank. All right, 908 713 4306, personal number for the president and CEO of Unity Bank, Mr. Jim Hughes. You're not going to get that type of service at a big bank, I'm telling you. Visit unitybank.com, please, to find out more. FDIC insured, equal opportunity employer, equal housing lender. It's Unity Bank, growing with you.
It has been confirmed. Those brave Americans who are trying to preserve free speech continue to be censored, shadow banned, or silenced. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to share the liberating ideas of some of America's brightest and most free thinkers. People like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry, whose ideas are putting financial control back in the hands of everyday people, helping them protect their money against a government that seems intent on destroying it. Text TRUTH to 76626 to find out more. As this election moves forward, we just released a report that reveals our three favorite ideas for protecting and growing your wealth during the 2024 election. These ideas are especially critical if you have an IRA or 401k. Text TRUTH to 76626. Discover ideas that are so simple and actionable, they might save your retirement. Text TRUTH to 76626 now for your free report. That's TRUTH to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about InfuCare RX. You know, there's so many nice, wonderful things to tell you about on this program, like InfuCare RX. You know, so again, I always tell you this. I have a friend, a mentor of mine, great guy. He's my buddy, and he introduces me to Devin Patel. Devin Patel is the founder and CEO of InfuCare RX. And then I get to meet everybody from InfuCare RX and doctors and all the representatives from Mr. Patel's office and the great organization all around the country, by the way. And I'm going, well, these folks are really nice and incredibly knowledgeable. You know, and I only know from Olivia, you know, taking care of Olivia, and they cannot be nicer. So what is InfuCare RX? It is a leading nationwide specialty infusion pharmacy provider for patients with complex conditions. You need an IV, sub-Q infusion, they call it. Whatever it is, InfuCare RX can offer a positive lifestyle change by providing the services right in your home. Boom. Just like that. How about that? You don't have to go to a clinic. You don't have to go to a hospital. Right in your home. And the nurse kind of comes over, that you have, everything is there. You have full access to InfuCare RX's full clinical team via phone and digital access. The nurse is there to do the infusion. It is extraordinary and really so state of the art in the world of medicine. So speak with your doctor and see if you are a candidate for the safe and convenient at home infusion services of InfuCare RX. You'll be talking to your doctor and you're going to go, well, what's Joe talking about? You remember this, InfuCare RX, okay? Ask your doc about it. He'll know exactly what you're talking about. Review the services. You can go to InfuCareRx.com, InfuCareRx.com, InfuCare RX, improving quality of life one patient at a time.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning. It's Friday. Yay. It is 6:27 in the morning. You know what? I got it. Please let me get through this so I know that I have did my responsible broadcasting for this morning, if I may. Yeah, watch out. Biden in New York, going to be careful because there's going to be traffic all around. Supreme Court case going on. Still riots, that protests, anti-Israel, anti-Jewish, everything inexcusable. The world is imploding, but it's going to be a good Friday. Don't worry about it. It's the end of times, but it's not to worry. But I have to tell you this. I got to read this, and I meant to do this the other day. Because Joe Biden, and this slipped by, there's a couple things that I wanted to talk about. Forgive me before we break. And then I'm going to take off a little early so I could be with my daughter. But I wanted to be on the air. I have this insatiable calling of responsibility to be on the air because I love you. I meet you. We talk. Whether it's at the NYPD New York, Blue Lives Matter event for the New York Police Department or for Chaz's event, helping kids with Cooley's anemia, you know, for Chaz and Gianna. And I get that we talk and we chat and go, what? But yeah, people are nice. People are nice. Look how nice people are. Look how nice you are. We talk. We have a conversation. We disagree. You vote for somebody else. I don't hate you. It's like, wow, this is great. So I feel like sometimes when I always say we're the oasis, And then my friend, the late great Norman Steinberg, rest his soul. I miss him so much. One of the greatest writers ever. He wrote My Favorite Year. He wrote Blazing Saddles, yes, with Mel Brooks. And he always said, and he's so far left. He would always go, Joe, I love you, but you're not my Oasis. You know, so, but I love that. You can't have a conversation. You have to hate or riot or say, I support a terror group that will dismember people. Oh, please. You can't make it up. So now, and there's a couple things. There's capital gains tax. We have to get on that next week when we will. I want to stay on that. Matter of fact, Jonathan Honig is on, so maybe the fellas will be able to talk with Jonathan Honig about the capital gains tax and the extraordinary. I believe Biden wants to raise it up to 44 point something percent. This will break everybody. This administration is going to destroy the world. I'm telling you. You've got, in my opinion, pseudo-intellectual, not savvy, just political appointments, and they're ruining not only America, they're destroying the world. Now, this Title IX situation that protects, it's 1972, Congress passed Title IX. This is from Albert Mohler for townhall.com. Let me just get through this, if I may. And this legislation offered the promise of equity to girls and women in terms of the educational and athletic opportunities previously known only by boys and men, right? Now, cut to this week with this administration, with this Biden character. He passed by executive action, by the way. He could do an executive action to close the border. He refuses. But by executive action, an update to Title IX inserting the words gender identity. Gender identity to the groups that are a protected class. Gender identity. So we have to understand what this means. If a man claims to be a woman or a girl, he must be treated as a woman or a girl. Biological males who claim to be females will now have the same protections and be included in the same programs that were intended to assist girls and women to achieve equity. Don't believe the government, Albert says. Don't believe the government when it tells you that's not going to happen. Let's be clear. You can't have equity for girls and women and support the transgender agenda. You can't do the same at the same time. Effectively, the Biden administration has just made a huge declaration. Women and girls, you can kiss Title IX goodbye. That's Albert Mohler from townhall.com. It is bizarre how they are doing this, how they're just changing everything. And again, whether it's the border, no executive action there, riots in schools, nothing happening there, doesn't even address it, just comes to New York to raise money. How do you accuse me of who I voted for? How do you have that hate in your heart to say, yo guys, how do you hate Trump when you look at what this guy is doing through whoever these people are who are running the White House now? And now I gotta worry about in school, you know. That's why I got to tell you, you know, we got Charlie in a Catholic school, and I applaud that Charlie's mom. You know, she's Jewish. I'm Catholic. I said, let's take her to a religious school. Let's go to a temple. Take her to a synagogue, and we'll go to the Jewish school. I don't mind raising my child Jewish the way Donald Trump has done with his grandchildren, you know, and his daughter, by the way, who converted, you know. I said, but, and then Charlie's mom said, well, there's a nice Catholic school here. I said, well, let's go to Catholic school. I love that as well. Let's do that. But should have something, some kind of, and now you can't, oh, Joe, you can't have religion. Well, I'm talking about it. And you should have religion, in my opinion. And they vilify us because you believe in God, but it's not a bad thing. So the Catholic schools will protect my daughter from this nonsense that is going on in the White House. So a guy's going to walk into a locker room. Where are we? Who are these people? And who are you to accuse me that who I am? And because I don't want everything from guys walking in and undressing in front of my daughter in a locker room to close borders so we don't have diseases like mumps in my neighborhood. Mumps in my neighborhood, I would have thought. You know, to war, death, and destruction from Afghanistan to Ukraine to Iran to Israel. What is going on? Please don't be, before you, and these over the top kind of celebrities, they say, oh, and they badmouth Trump, and they badmouth you, and they badmouth me, and they say, oh gosh, well, you got a flag on your lapel. What is that? You're a Trump guy? No, we love the country, and if you don't, get the heck out. Just leave us. And I'm so tired of somebody like Ilhan Omar. Now she's going through the protest. AOC, how low in intellect can you possibly be? Then AOC, how low in intellect can you be? She goes after the police. Why? Because the police are stopping people who say you have to disembowel pregnant women. That's why, AOC. And if you're going to stick up for women, how do you let this guy Biden do this and hate Trump so much? Anyway, there it is. I just want to get it off my chest. We'll have some fun, okay? I think I covered everything. And again, Mike Davis is going to cover the Supreme Court better than anybody, so he will join us momentarily, all right? And Bill Camastro will have some fun with my buddy Bill. Jack Keane, General Jack Keane, is going to tell us he has all the answers militarily and has stopped these conflicts and the world fires that are all over, just exploding everywhere. Alan Dershowitz, Liz Peek, Dr. Darren Porcher with the guys, Jonathan Honig, and Mark Morgan as well. So, Joe on the Radio, 6:35. We'll have some fun when we come back, and we'll tell you what we're doing. Lord knows we need to do that on this Friday, on this April 26th. Al is in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
44 degrees at 6:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. An NYPD chief did not hold back online, criticizing Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's comments on the police response to the Columbia University Gaza protests. Chief of Patrol John Schell wanted nothing to do with Ocasio-Cortez's critique of the NYPD's handling of the protests, saying on X that his officers removed students with great care and professionalism, adding that not a single incident was reported from the removal at Columbia last week. The post came in response to the congresswoman calling the decision to mobilize the NYPD on the campus horrific and criticized the deployment of the department's strategic response group. Police continue to investigate after a threatening message was found at Dwight Englewood Middle School on Monday during school break. The private school remained closed for another day Wednesday, but reopened for classes on Thursday. It was reported that threatening graffiti was found on the wall of the boys' bathroom near the middle and upper school library. Officials said it threatened the school, but also mentioned the Black and Hispanic communities. In sports, Knicks dropped their first game of the postseason, falling to the 76ers 125-114 in Game 3. Islanders on the brink of elimination. They lost to the Hurricanes in their first-round playoff game 3-2. The Athletics beat the Yankees 3-1. The Mets were off. They'll open up a series three-game set against the Cardinals tonight at Citi Field. And the NFL draft began last night. The Giants, with the 6th pick, selected LSU wide receiver Malik Nabers. The Jets also added to their offense in the first round after making a trade with the Minnesota Vikings, flipping picks from 10 to 11. Gangrene selected Penn State offensive tackle Olu Fashanu. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Alternate side parking in effect. Inbound George Washington Bridge, 20 into that upper level. A little bit better to the lower level. Lincoln 10, Holland 10. Stop and go traffic on the Cross Bronx West ramp to the Deegan. It's a collision on the ramp. LIE heading westbound to Queens Boulevard. A disabled tractor trailer. Two lanes blocked. Eastbound LIE slowing down out by Middle Country Road. Looks like an accident blocking a lane. And traffic slowing down on 80 West local lanes. Exit 45 with a crash. 78 eastbound. Exit 26 out through 29. Construction in Hunterdon County. Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance flexes to fit your business's needs. From quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options, Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Quote today in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Partly cloudy today, high of 60. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Clean Origins. Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. We're experts in ecologically friendly lab-grown diamonds. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's CleanOrigin.com. Online or one of our retail stores.
All right, let me tell you about Relief Factor, if I can. Oh, my goodness gracious. I always tell you, I was just nutty just last night, just going around. And thank goodness for my big son, Joey. You know, we've been palling around the last couple of days, but the last 24 hours were nuts. You know, we headed into New York. I did my schmooze with all our wonderful advertisers, right? And then we went out to help out the Blue Lives Matter and Mr. Palmateri and his beautiful bride for helping out Cooley's anemia, kids, you know, with Cooley's anemia, yeah. And then, it's like, that's not it. And tomorrow, yesterday was the same thing. It was like, I went up to my daughter's school. She has a recital. And then when your kid goes, hey, Dad, could you maybe you could drop by and because you can't go to the thing, so I go to a dress rehearsal because I'm always working, and so you got to do it. So and now I'm going up, and you know I'm walking the campus. Oh yeah, and I'm going up and down and walking all around, but I'm not thinking about it. And then I thought, what if I had that knee pain? I couldn't really be that active. Well, honey, you know I'd love to be there, but I can't. You don't want to tell your kids that. You don't want to tell your grandkids that. So you want to be out there for them. And I'll never forget, if I may, what time we got. We all right? Just stay with me for a second. It's like I remember when Joey graduated high school, and then my pop was older at the time, right? And then he said, you know how the dads always go, I'll park the car, you go ahead. You know, like that. They do it at church, you know, at that graduation. Go get a spot, you know. I'll park the car. And so the graduation was about to start. I'll never forget. And I looked, and there was like a hill in the distance, and then a decline, you know, where the parking lot was. And I'm walking up the hill like the soldier that he was. My father comes up and he makes it, you know. But that's the greatest generation. They didn't seem to have any pain, right? Me, not so much. I have the pain, but you want to be dedicated like my father indeed was to his family, like I am to my family, like you are to yours. So we invite you to get the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor, because I think it'll stop the pain and you'll be able to be active the way you deserve to be active. And you know what? Even more important, the way your children and your grandchildren deserve you to be. So the 3-week quick start, it's only $19.95, and it comes with a feel better, your money back guarantee. It's 100% drug free. And so many people have tried this. And I said over 1 million people have tried the Relief Factor Quick Start Kit. And when I tell you 70% go on to order more, that's an extraordinary number of people out of pain. And you know what? I'm one of them. And you know what? I want you to be one of them. All right? Fair enough? Fair enough. 800-4-RELIEF or start here, please. ReliefFactor.com.
In Two Creations, Bara and Asa, Emmanuel J. Charles reveals that life on Earth was not evolved, but created by Almighty God. He explains that the first three verses of the Bible should be considered as three distinct events that took place in four different eras of Earth's history. This book presents undeniable claims supported by logical reasoning, scientific evidence, and biblical truth. Get your copy now.
Available on Amazon now.
Are you ready for an adventure of a lifetime? Journey with me, Mike Gallagher, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this summer. It's going to be an incredible opportunity to engage with other like-minded patriots on an epic 7-day cruise over 4th of July. Witness the untouched wilderness of Alaska while discussing America's future. Join Dr. Gorka and me, Mike Gallagher, from June 29th through July the 6th. Call 855-565-5555 or reserve online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnels to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. You know, when a first responder or military service member does not come home and young children are left behind, Tunnels to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnels to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the foundation's homeless veteran program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. You know, more than 3,300 were helped last year alone, because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need our help now more than ever. So join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. That's all we ask. At T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And God bless you for you considering to help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, AM970TheAnswer.com.
All right, we're fired up. There it is. Pouring it all out on the table, as truthful as we can. By the way, a shout out to the Chicago Police Department. I hold in my hand with great respect a challenge coin from the Chicago Police. That was so awesome. And yeah, this is from Blue Star Security. These were cops that were in Chicago, and they were at the Blue Lives Matter event. And also, there's a show. Good morning, Albert. Good morning, Joe. What's the show? Gravesend. There's a show, Gravesend. I think a lot of people are in it. It's on Apple, I believe. And I know Sydney was in it, across town. Are you you guys hip to this show by chance?
I've heard of it, but I have not.
Yeah, yeah, it's on Apple TV. I don't have Apple TV.
So a friend of mine,
though, her son is in it. Her son plays a role in it.
Well, the whole cast was there the other night, and I forgot to give them a shout out because they were really nice. And they all go, Joe, you should be in the show. And I try not to do, and I've tried my whole career not to do. And I told the guys this. I said, you know, it's tough. I'm doing like events for the Columbus Citizens Foundation, National Italian American Foundation. I try not to portray the whole organized crime situation, but I hear the show is great. I really haven't stayed with it, and I was embarrassed, but met every single very, very nice and apparently very talented cast member of Gravesend, so we wish them all the best. And, you know, you got to have a sense of humor. Like, the thing is, I am such a proud Italian-American, as you know, and whatever ethnicity you are, I think that really strengthens the country, right? So, but we could joke about The Godfather. I mean, James Rosen and I could do, we could do Godfather reference. Al and I, we could do 4 hours of Godfather quotes. If you'd like, we could do a show like that one day. And we could do 1, 2. Al may not want to do 3. I'm a George Hamilton fan. I'll do 3 if you want. Jimmy Gandolfini, rest his brilliant soul.
Yeah, Michael those Imperi- points in that Boston game.
Michael Imperioli. I mean, the great talent, Lorraine Bracco, the talent that came out of The Sopranos. You can't deny they were all Italian, most of them. Writers, directors, actors. So you have to give credit where it's due. But wanted to give a shout out to Gravesend. Thanks, fellas. I just wanted to make sure we did that. Now, this is going to be a very interesting day today because, again, it was the best. This is me. If this isn't me in a nutshell, 6:45 with Joe and Al, and Joe and Debbie's coming up in a second. So I'm like, go to the school, and now I can't make the Sunday recital. It's got kind of the same stuff I saw a couple weeks ago, where I broadcast from the Italian marketplace. You know, only me, right? So
aisle 7, Brett. Aisle 8, here he is, Joe Piscopo.
Oh, I heard we
got a spill on aisle 9. We need a mop.
So now I said, Olivia, when are you rehearsing? She goes, Thursday. I said, all right, I'm coming up. So now I go to my son Joey's so cute. He goes, this Uncle Giuseppe's great. And I know listen, we're not supposed to talk about advertisers that don't advertise, but forgive me. So, because these are my friends. So they go, we're doing Uncle Giuseppe. So I see the guy behind the counter and he goes, we're getting something, you know, I'm getting there at Uncle Giuseppe's. I got the bread. I got the olives. I got the very sharp provolone. I got everything. My mommy, you get everything you want Italian wise, you know? And the guy goes, Joe, I'm a big fan. I don't want to bother you. I'm a big fan. How you doing? What's your name? He goes, Mike. I said, Mike, how you doing? He goes, yeah, you were great. That was great. You were in the store. You were broadcasting. He goes like this. Yeah, the internet was down for 2 days after you were here. So, because I kept asking, I asked the guys, the ownership, whatever you need, Joe, what do you need? Well, an Ethernet. I said, I need an Ethernet. I go, my life, at this stage of my life, I need an Ethernet. Well, I don't know what that is, but we'll get it for you. Yeah. Like that. That's what the answer I got. So,
his name is Ether, and he's got a net. Here he is.
So they put the Ethernet in, but they ran it, I think, off of some of the. Right off the cash registers. There was like an Ethernet because everything.
So they couldn't ring anybody up.
I think I killed the whole system for 2 days.
Everything is run off of computers now. By the way, that place, that store, there's one by my cousin's place down in Monmouth County.
Hopefully they didn't have all those self checkouts, by the way, because that really
was. No, there's no.
It's old school. Old school, man. Right. Yeah.
But here's
great.
The thing. If they had one by me, I would, no joke, I'd be Walter Hudson. I'd be 780. They'd have to cut a hole in the wall to get me out. I would be. Remember that when they had to cut the wall and the mattress?
And a
forklift him out because he was so heavy. That would be me. They'd be lifting me. Oh my God! The neighbors. Oh my God! Jeez, he got huge.
I know. So we got that stuff, and I said, now we're gonna go see Olivia. Now we see Olivia, and she's rehearsing, and I can hear, and I'm like stalking, and I, one of these days I look like some creepy stalker, but I'm like glancing
dressed in the nines with a fedora. Right. They always mistake those guys for creepers.
Who's that guy?
The guy disheveled, homeless.
No, I look more like a hitman than anything else, I think.
Yeah, right.
So then I'm watching Olivia and I go, wow, they sound great. And then I go and I go, okay, I say, come on, Joey, let's go, because I got to get up. I got to go to Charlie's in the morning. So we get in the car, we go to leave, and then Joey goes, what? I go, I got to go back. Because I think 8 o'clock, at 8 o'clock they have, they're putting a hole, that we got to go back and see. He goes, whatever you want, Pop. He was great. So we turned the car around. I went back, snuck back in, and then there was an area that they were coming to. And Olivia was so happy I came back to see the beginning of the rehearsal, you know. And I'm so glad. So we stayed, and I met the choral director, and I met everybody, and it was great. And it was just great, and I did what I had to do. But I'm like, and then, so I said, okay, I'll get back. I'll try to rest. And you can never rest when you want to try to rest. You just can't. If you try to rest, you got a problem. And then now today, Charlie wants, it's like special person, important person day, so I will go down to the school. And I just, listen, if I could make it through noon, I think I'm going to be okay. But, oh, this one I want to tell you. If you're a dad, and dads, I know, we get no respect. We're like, Jerry Seinfeld said it best, a brilliant Jerry said, we're like the Mylar balloon that's half blown up, you know, but that's hovering around halfway and that constantly stays in the house after the party. We're like that. When they need us, they'll call us, but we're like dads. But if you like, and then I think about what's happening within the stressed areas of America. If you have a child, this is your responsibility to take care of that child. You will be vilified. You will be taken advantage of in court. You will be disrespected. They will tell you you have to pay for everything. Not only just dads, if you're the money earner as well, girls, gals, and guys. But it is your responsibility. So therein lies my solace to try to be as responsible a father as I can be. And I love it. I don't lie to you. I love it. But I don't want to stay off the radio either, because, you know, I got these cruises coming up, and I'm going to try to broadcast.
Young while people I have these cruises coming up, flights, first class, watching ice
Let's
cream
hope you
melt.
Don't shut down the internet on those.
I'm so sorry. I have to dress with my JCPenney suit, used fedora from some haberdashery that I bought it from years ago.
Joseph A. Banks. Oh, my gosh. 10 before 7 o'clock. Debbie's got kind enough to join us this morning. As always, hi, Deb. How you doing? Can't
so
make it up.
Another late night for you because,
yeah, but,
you know,
in the old days, right? If you're the old days, people would be partying on the radio, you know,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
they would
yeah,
be doing
true.
Substance abuse in the morning to get through the morning show, you know.
No,
me,
you
I'm like,
no,
I mean, so it's all good. It's all good, you know. Yeah. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. But we got the cruises coming up, so I'm kind of like,
oh,
I feel I'm cramming the shows together because I'll miss a couple of days on the cruise stuff, you know.
Right,
and I'm not a
right.
cruise guy. I hope I don't jump off and swim home.
Don't jump off, please don't. It can be very dangerous.
We've lost a passenger. I don't know where. It's going back to the radio studio. My goodness gracious.
I love cruises. I think you'll love it. Just got to, you've been on them. Just relax. You have to learn to relax,
yeah.
Joe. I know
it's hard
for you.
Yeah, you're right. And I think maybe I will. You know, we'll stay tuned. Whatever. Listen, we got a lot going on all through right to the fall, so we'll keep you in touch of every single thing. Debbie's out there working for you, traffic-wise, 6:52 in the morning. How are we doing, Deb, out there this morning?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. First of all, if you're heading to the Cross Bronx, it's a little bit busy on the Cross Bronx West into 3rd Avenue with an accident, and then slowing down on the Cross Bronx West on that ramp to the Deegan, a collision there. LIE westbound slowing down through Woodhaven Boulevard. It's a stalled vehicle. Eastbound LIE out by Middle Country Road. They're just cleaning up an accident. We're seeing a lot of volume on Sunrise Highway eastbound through Hampton Bays and getting out toward the area of Southampton. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic at the inbound side of the George Washington Bridge. About 20 minutes getting into town. Lincoln 10, Holland 10. Slowdowns on the Van Wyck. Southbound down by the Nassau Expressway. It's an accident. And the westbound belt at Bay 8, the collision. 78 eastbound out by exit 26. Watch for that new construction pattern. Again, alternate side parking in effect. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
I love bringing you products that improve your life. Well, this product can save a life. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. You know, there are approximately 5,000 choking deaths in the U.S. each year. One child dies every 5 days from choking. The solution is called LifeVac. My dear friend Arthur Lee is the founder, CEO, and inventor of LifeVac. It's a simple rescue device that can change your child's life in a choking emergency. It's non-invasive and easy to use. If you have a young child in your family, I strongly recommend you visit the LifeVac website at lifevac.net. That's LifeVac.net. View the videos demonstrating its ease of use. LifeVac works in three simple steps: place, push, and pull. The LifeVac device dislodges the obstruction and suctions out the food or object. It's that simple. LifeVac.net, made in the USA and FDA registered.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Staten Island District Attorney Michael McMahon.
We talked about the changes to the law when it comes to victims and the accused. Someone breaks into your house, they get caught, they and their attorney are allowed to come back to your house to view the scene for defense. So tell us about that law. Is that law still in existence? And how has it been working with some of the cases that you've had?
When it comes to the discovery, we talk about the ability of the accused to visit someone's home, to examine the premises, or to get witnesses' names early on in the process, putting those witnesses, victims as well, at risk. Those laws have not been changed, and that still exists. We do fight as well as we can to get protective orders in those cases.
Stay informed. Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoon at 2:30, and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Freeze warnings mainly for the distant northern and western suburbs as well as eastern Long Island, and the nearer suburbs do have frost advisories. After that is done with, we're going to be dealing with sunshine and blue skies, a high of 62, clear overnight, 44, and then morning sunshine fades behind clouds with showers late in the afternoon Saturday, 61. Once the showers end Sunday, we're left with more clouds than sunshine, a high of 74. This is meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, let me tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. Funny, I'm at another Italian marketplace, and what do? I go down the aisle with all the sauces, all the gravies. What did I do? They had such an incredible deal on Michael's of Brooklyn. Yeah, and I picked up. Oh, let me grab this. I said, Joey, let me grab this. So we're in the Italian place, and I get Michael's of Brooklyn sauce because it's that authentic. And it's that great. And I'm due to make my own sauce. I don't have the time. I don't have the time to let it simmer and do. Maybe this weekend I will. But when I don't, my go-to sauce is Michael's of Brooklyn. It's as authentic as anything you've ever had. I'm telling you. Now you can go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com as you listen around the country and join the Sauce of the Month Club. You can go to any supermarket like I did yesterday. I picked up the Michael's of Brooklyn. But we invite you to go to Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R off of Nostrand Avenue, right there in Brooklyn, New York, 718-998-7851. Why do I give you the number? Because everybody's going. Hottest place in town, Michael's of Brooklyn. Legendary. Legendary. With Mary Ann and Michael and Johnny and Fred. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn. There for you. The most authentic Italian-American experience you will have, cuisine-wise, hospitality-wise, warmth-wise, from the heart-wise. It's at Michael's of Brooklyn. 718-998-7851. It's Michael's of Brooklyn, serving that community since 1964.
Come belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette con e butto belle fasteggia sotto il cielo di Roma.
I'll be there. We'll be going back to Italy. Italy. We're going back to Roma. That'll be in the fall. I'll keep you posted on all of that. I think in the fall, where am I going? To Bermuda, Alan? I'm asking Alan.
Oh, you're asking me? What am I? Your
travel agent.
What am I, gopher?
Hello. I'm Alan. Alan's
Captain
the person.
Stooping. Captain Stooping. Welcome
Alan's
aboard.
The butler. The butler
no,
to
I'm
be all the
like
people.
I'm more like Isaac the bartender. I mean, you know, come on.
Sorry, you can't have that. That's why Al will be your person. Can't right. have that. Sorry, we don't have it. How about that? You know, hey, Joe on the radio, great to have you with us. Albert is here. Joey is here. It's a monumental historic time, and it's all about the Supreme Court. And Mike Davis knows that better than anybody. You know, you don't forget, he's a former clerk for Justice Neil Gorsuch, former chief counsel for nominations for the United States Senate Committee on the Judiciary. And Mike from Article 3 will join us in the 7 o'clock hour, and we'll talk about what's happening with Donald Trump in court and his immunity. Also, Bill Camastro from Gold Coast Cadillac coming right now.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
46 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. It seems New York State leads the charge in keeping their landline phones. A new survey by the Chamber of Commerce shows New York State leads the country in percentage of landline phones, with the National Center of Health Statistics reporting that over 52% of New Yorkers say they still own a fixed line phone. New Jersey is a close second because, as the study concluded, the population in these states is a bit older than in the rest of the country, and seniors are the most likely to still keep a landline phone in their homes. Firefighters in South Jersey battled a wildfire in Wharton State Forest. Reported Thursday morning it was fully contained after consuming 510 acres. The blaze broke out Tuesday night in Waterford Township in Camden County, spread into Chemung Township in Burlington County. The Goshen Campground was evacuated as a precaution. Officials say no structures or homes threatened, no injuries reported. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. PSE&G Long Island offering hundreds of customers free trees in honor of Arbor Day. More than 250 customers in Nassau County will be gifted with a free tree through the Energy Saving Trees program, which showcases how planting the right trees in the right location can reduce utility bills and promote ongoing system reliability. PSE&G Long Island will be at Eisenhower Park in East Meadow today to also distribute reusable shopping bags and free LED light bulbs to save customers money and energy. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 9.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.